It's the time of the week where we go, tell me how, tell me why. We started on drone deliveries, we've covered phone addiction, money and debt, American election, OnlyFans, making movies in Roscommon, Dara Ennis from The Chase with a bake-off and cider. But today we go vroom, 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 vroom.
That's about all I have to contribute on this particular issue in terms of the technical knowledge I have, but many questions and many things I want to find out.
Less bop, 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 more vroom, 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 vroom on today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm James Rowe, 22-year-old professional racing driver based here in the United States and from Naas County, Kildare in Ireland. So I've been out here for the past 3 or 4 years and all's been going pretty well as of right now, so can't complain.
There's no choosing race car driver course on your CAO form. So how do you decide that this is how you want to make your living?
Well, it's you know, kind of a family scenario to a degree. Back in the late 80s and 90s, my uncle Michael Rowe was a professional racing driver. So he'd done IndyCar and Le Mans and Japanese sports cars and Daytona 24 Hours, all the big races around the world, and had a career out of it. So growing up, naturally, the interest was sparked from his involvement in it. And growing up, I was listening to all his stories. And then the family business in Naas is a motor garage, and growing up around it from a very, very young age, since I could walk, I've been around cars, and that's really where it all sparked. And my granddad done racing years ago, so it's been in the family and in the blood, and it's what we all talk about around the dinner table in our house. So obviously I then wanted to get involved in it, and actually started quite late. Didn't start until I was 15 years of age, which is very late for your average professional racing driver's career length. Majority, you know, if you look at Formula 1 or IndyCar here in the United States, they start racing at 4 or 5 years old. So it took a little bit of time to get into it, purely down to the cost involved to get into the sport. It's not like rugby or football where you go out and you buy a pair of boots and away you go. There's obviously a lot involved between cars, transport, mechanic, engineers, crew to run the car, all the things that go with it. So the deal was, my uncle and my dad turned around and said, well, look, it's expensive, save up the money and purchase the car, and we have the equipment here in the garage, and my uncle obviously had the expertise, and we'll run you on it. So it took me till I was 15 years of age to buy my first race car, bought it, and we went out and were on the podium the first race. Like, we better take this serious. This went all right. Then from there on in, you know, since 15 years of age, it's been a focus, and eat, sleep, and breathe it. Went after it, and here we are, 6 years later now, and just signed that deal. So it's been a crazy journey, but it's good.
We'll get into that deal in a moment, but when we think of footballers, fighters, runners, we may think of peak physical fitness, but when it comes to motorsport and race car driving,
it's a requirement. The higher you go up in the levels, in the early years, it was no problem whatsoever, but once you start getting into the faster cars and cars with higher downforce, they're more physical and race lengths get longer, and you're required to stay in the car more throughout the day and give more feedback to your team. You know, the driver, a lot more responsibility gets put on him. So it's in your best interest to be as fit as you can and be as physically prepared as you can. And you live a life like a professional athlete in the sense of maintaining your weight, watching what you're eating. The last 3 weeks I spent out in California in a preseason training camp, just getting down to weight. I have to be 10 pounds lighter for this new series. Got rid of those 10 pounds in 2.5 weeks or something like that, which wasn't easy, but it's just what you have to do when you're an athlete and you're given certain requirements with a very short time frame to meet them. And now one of the reasons why I'm based in Indianapolis here in America is there's a gym called PitFit that's specific for motorsport, only racing drivers in it, and it's tailored for motorsport. So yeah, very specific between cardio and a lot of mental work and reaction work, and then strength work in certain areas, your neck, your core and upper body strength to keep you supported while you're in the car over long races and long distances with G-forces and so on and so forth. So yeah, it's a crazy world.
James Rowe signed a deal with Turn 3 Motorsport this year to race in America. So what is the deal?
I'm in Indy Pro 2000 now, signed a deal for a season of it. It's big because I'm now one step away from IndyCar. I'll race the same day at the same track as IndyCar. I'm putting myself and my partners in front of the IndyCar fan base, in front of the IndyCar team owners, team managers, and so on and so forth. So it's a really big opportunity. And when you think about it, you say, okay, well, I'm Indy Pro 2000 now. hopefully it's Indy Lights next year, and then you're knocking IndyCar's door, which is the pinnacle of US motorsport. And to do it in such a short period of time, as I said, I started driving it in 2015, it's kind of a bit of a pinch yourself moment when I sit back and look at it. You know, I don't really think of it, but it's only when I get asked questions just like that and you realize how close you are to knocking on the door of the pinnacle of one of the biggest motorsport forums in the world. Soon enough, we'll be talking about the Indy 500, which is the biggest one-day sporting event in the world. And they're just things that, facts and numbers that don't lie. And it's amazing to be part of it. And I have to be extremely thankful for where I am, living the dream, and just got to keep at it.
That's the RPM Motorsport team tune for anyone looking for it. Oh, it's glorious. James Rowe, race car driver living in America from Kildare. The race he speaks about, the Indy 500, it's a 500 mile race. It's held yearly. In normal times, it is the biggest single day sporting event in the world. The stadium it's held in, the Indianapolis. I can never say that. Can you say that?
It's Indianapolis. Indianapolis?
Indianapolis. Indianapolis. Go again.
Indianapolis?
That place. Speedway, 232,000 permanent seats.
Wow.
And then they bring in another 70,000 people in different areas. That's how much watches one single race. So for context, that is around six times the amount of people that goes to Electric Picnic watches one race in the States, the Indy 500.
The interest in it, absolutely huge. And we do wish James all the best as he progresses in his career.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.